第二个地方第六章第一节
Next, chapter 6 verse 1
所以我们应当离开基督道理的开端竭力进到完全的地步不必再立根基就如拿奥会实行信靠神
Therefore leaving the elementary teaching about the Christ let us press on to maturity foundation of repentance from and of faith toward God
第三个地方是在第
Chapter 10
我们看十九节
And verse 19
弟兄们我们既因耶稣的血得以坦然进入至圣所是这座他给我们开了一条又新又活的路从幔子经过这幔子就是他的身体
Therefore brethren since we have confidence to enter the holy place by the blood of Jesus by a new and living way that is his flesh
最后我们回过头来看第二章第十节
Next, let's turn back to chapter 2, verse 10.
第十节
Verse 10.
原来那为万物所属为万物所本的要领虚多的儿子进荣耀里去使救他们的元帅因受苦难得以完全本是合宜的
For it was fitting for him for whom are all things and for whom are all things in bringing many sons to glory to perfect the author of their salvation through sufferings.
我们解释到的经文中文跟英文有一点点的不同
So there's a slight difference between the English and the Chinese version
但是那个意思都是一样
Or the meaning is the same
如果弟兄们你们留意读这四段的经文里头有一个字是一直有出现的
And if you read these four verses carefully there's a common word that's used throughout all these verses
那这个字就是进入
And that word is enter
第一个第四章说我们要进到安息
And in chapter 4 it says we need to enter into that rest.
那第六章说我们要进到完全。
And chapter 6 it says we need to enter into perfection.
第十章告诉我们说要进到至圣所。
And in chapter 10 it says we need to enter into the Holy of Holies.
第二章提醒我们说我们要进到荣耀里头去。
And then in chapter 2 it says we need to enter into glory.
我想我们每个礼拜弟兄姊妹能够坐在这里听到
I think every Sunday your brother and sister can come here to listen to the message.
我不晓得这个道理你记得多少呢?
I'm not sure how much of it do you remember.
如果来个考试的话,
And if we happen to have a test,
我不晓得你们会及格还是不及格,
pass or fail.
上个礼拜还记得多少?
Do you still remember the message from last week?
大概很多人记得。
Most likely a lot of people will remember.
那再上一个礼拜呢?
What about the week before that?
再上上个礼拜呢
What about 2 weeks before that?
恐怕我们记得就不多了
It's probably we won't remember much from that
那我想我讲到大概你们离开这个厅聚会厅大概你也忘了一半左右了吧
I think by the time I'm finished and you're leaving the sanctuary you probably have forgotten half of the message today
那所以我先把这四个点告诉各位
So let me say, point out these 4 points for everyone
你是不是忘了很多最少你记住这四个点
So even though if you will forget a lot you'll still remember these 4 points
那四个点就不难记嘛你就很容易记得了
So it's only 4 points so it should be easy to remember
进入安息
to enter into rest
进入完全
enter into perfection
进到至圣所
enter into holy holies
进到荣耀
and enter into glory
他会再考试哈
and I'll test you later
弟兄姊妹
brothers and sisters
我们知道希伯来书是有特别的背景
and we know there's special history behind the book of Hebrews
那个时候一些希伯来的基督徒
back then there were some Christians the Hebrews, who are Hebrews.
他们在哪里受了一些的逼迫?
And they were persecuted.
他们受了一些痛苦。
And they suffered.
他们发觉周围的环境是这样的不顺。
And they realized that their surroundings are not going well for them.
那神就差遣他的使徒给他写了希伯来书。
And so God sent his servant to write this book.
然后这书希伯来书给他们有劝勉。
And this book gave them encouragement.
里头有五段劝勉的话
and there were five paragraphs of encouragement
叫他们在这幕后的日子知道怎么样来跟随主
so that they may know how to follow the Lord in this end time
叫他们真知道神没有放弃他们
and so that they know that God did not give up on them
神把他儿子给他们要他们看他的儿子何等的荣耀
God gave them his own son so that they may see how glorious he is
希伯来这个字
The word Hebrews
简单来说
and in simplest term, meaning
就是过了河的意思
it's the one who crossed the river
希伯来人那就是意思说是一批过河的人
the Hebrew people means、the group of people who crossed the river
离开了家
they、left their home
过了河
And they cross the river.
要到神所安排他们要去的地方去。
And to go to a place where God has、commanded them to go.
所以希伯来这个字啊，对每个基督徒有点意思。
So the word Hebrew should have meaning for every Christian.
我们都信了主耶稣。
We all believe Lord Jesus.
我们知道主给我们的救恩。
We all have received His salvation.
我们都从罪恶的世界里头我们出来了。
And we have all separated ourselves from this world.
好像我们已经过了河了。
Just like we have crossed the river.
但问题是,
But the question remains,
你出来是不错。
It's great that you have、gone out of the world.
你也过了河不错。
It's great that you have crossed the river.
但你离开,到底你进哪里去呢?
But after your departure, where have you entered into?
你出来是不是在这里荡来荡去,流荡无定向呢?
After you have left this world, are you just so wander around without purpose?
所以希伯来书另外一面就提醒我们。
So in the book of Hebrews, the other side, it reminds us of the other side.
你一面是出来。
So on one hand, you need to depart from the world.
然后你需要有进入。
But then you also need to enter into.
所以这段话是为了众弟兄姊妹说的。
So these words are for all the brothers and sisters.
我亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Dear brothers and sisters.
今天主把这四个进入来提醒我们。
Today, Lord used these four enters to remind us.
我们来想想看。
Let's think about this.
我们有没有进到这四方面的生活？
Have we entered into these four facets of life?
第一个。
First.
要进入安息。
To enter into peace.、Brothers and sisters,
今天我们在地上生活
Today living on this world,
我们发觉到处都没有安息
We cannot find rest anywhere.
虽然今天大家坐在这里
Even though everyone may be sitting here,
哦，很安静
It seems all peaceful.
但我要问弟兄姊妹
I need to ask everyone,
在你里头有没有安息
Do you have peace?
有没有真正的安息在你里面
Do you have true rest within you?
我们感谢主
Praise the Lord.
每一个我们向
Every one of us who believe in the Lord,
主要把安息给我们
He will give His rest to us.
不过如果我们好好读希伯来书第四章
But we read chapter 4, Hebrew chapter 4,
他的安息
the rest that's been written here,
不重点不在于我们的安息
the main point, of course, we need rest as well.
神也把安息给了我们
He also given us His rest.
但希伯来书第四章告诉我们说有安息是神的
rest.
我不知道对这个弟兄姊妹你怎么领会
I'm not sure how all you understand this
神也需要安息吗
Does God need rest?
神什么都可以做
He can do anything
他已经有大能力为神
He is this all powerful God
为什么神要有安息
Why does He need rest?
神安息到底是什么
What is His rest?
我接受不容易了
So this is not easy
不过其实如果我们好好在主啊画在里面我们思想的时候我们就知道里面是什么意思
But if we truly read his words and think about the words we understand what that means
神提到神的百姓要守安息日
God said that his people need to observe the Sabbath
然后神就提了一段话
And he said this
他先提到在创世纪的故事
He first reminded them of in the book of Genesis
神说万物就做好了
He said, all things have been created.
然后神说神就安息了。
And then said, God takes rest.
这个记载在出埃及记。
And this is in the book of Exodus.
然后第二次就是摩西再次来提醒神的百姓要守安息日。
And the second time, through Moses, he reminds his people to once again that they need to observe Sabbath.
这次提到了安息日神就不再提他创造的事。
And this time he no longer reminds them of when he created the world.
他提醒他们说你们在埃及怎么样现在你出来了要安息。
And he reminds them how what their days were like in, well, in Egypt that now that they're come out of Egypt they need to take rest.
一个安息是神创造的安息。
One rest is the rest God, from God's creation.
一个安息是神把百姓拯救出来叫他百姓知道神这个给他们的安息。
The second rest is that God saved his people from the Egyptians and now he wants them to rest.
我们先说第一个好吧
Let's speak the first one. In the first rest, God created everything in this universe.
你知道神创造宇宙万物是藉着他的儿子。
You know, as you know, God created everything through His Son.
神当他做万物的时候,
and as He created everything,
他是在他儿子里头来做这一切,
it's through His Son.
所以当他在知他儿子在把万物做出来的时候,
and it's only after He created everything through His Son,
神看一切都是好的,
He sees that all things are good.
所以神在这里看, 他说, 这一切都做好了,
and therefore He said that all is good.
这安息是什么意思?
And so what does rest mean?
就是你把个事情做完, 你很舒服说, 哎呦, 现在搞定了。
And what that means is that you have worked really hard to get everything done, and now you can take a rest and say everything's done.
原谅我说一点自己的体会。
Please allow me to talk a little bit about my own experience.
我从温哥华过来。
I came from Vancouver.
然后我在那边我是带弟兄姊妹有点查经。
Oh, there are lady brothers and sisters to do Bible study.
最近我们查一本很难的书。
Recently we look at read a very difficult book.
我要查耶利米。
We look at the book of Jeremiah.
我这本书不容易。
This is a very hard book.
所以弟兄们就跟我说了。
So Prince said to me.
那顾弟兄查这个耶利米书啊。
When we read, study the book of Jeremiah, you need to list out the main points within this book for us. And within every chapter, everything that we need to pay attention, please write that down for us.
哦,你知道其实不容易啊,
very difficult.
因为你知道自己读还容易, 你要把每个写下来, 要花很大的功夫。
Because you, as you know, reading it by yourself is very easy, but however to write everything down is very hard.
耶利米书有几章啊?
How many books are there in the book of Jeremiah?
52章。
There are 52 chapters.
你每个礼拜写一章,
if you can only write one chapter per week, it will take you a year.
那我们在读的时候呢, 我算上我自己的时间。
So as we do a study, Bible study, I calculate my own time I spent on it.
我马上要出门了。
And I was about to go on a trip.
我要离开弟兄姊妹一段时间。
I need to be away from the brother and sister for a while.
那现在我们读到34章。
And now we're at chapter 34.
还有几章啊?
How many more chapters are there left?
十几章还没有读啊。
There are about a dozen more.
那我要在我离开以前。
And before I leave,
我要把每一章的大纲都写出来。
I need to list out the main points for every single one of them.
我告诉你上个礼拜我忙死了。
Let me tell you, I was so overwhelmed last week.
我每天我都坐这里写啊写啊写啊。
And every day I just sit there and just keep on writing.
直到礼拜五的下午,
until Friday afternoon,
我把52章写完。
I finished all 52 chapters.
我坐在椅子上我就安息了。
I sat on my chair and I rested.
我说做完了。
And I said, I finally finished.
做完了，我安息了。
I finished, I can take a rest now.
我可以把我所有的资料什么，我都把它收起来了。
I can put away all my books.
搞定了。
It's done.
做完了。
It's finished.
安息了。
I can rest now.
创世纪的故事是怎样?
That's the same with the story in Genesis.
神在基督里把一切都做好了。
God created everything in Christ.
是不是这样的美好?
It's so wonderful.
神说再不能再加点什么了。
And He said, I cannot add anything more.
做成了。
It's done.
神安息了。
And He rested.
然后弟兄姊妹，如果我们再想多一点。
And brothers and sisters, we think a little bit further.
神安息的时候。
And when God rests,
是神工作的第七天,
that's the seventh day of His work.
那刚好是人的第几天啊?
That happens to be what day in human terms?
是人的第几天啊? 第一天,
that happens
对吧?
To be, that happens to be the first day.
你同学还记得这个数学吗?
Do you remember the math?
啊,你记得吗? 因为神第六天做人嘛。
Because God created man on the sixth day.
是哈。 所以当神第七天做完的时候，神休息刚好是人的第一天。
So on the seventh day when God rests, that happened to be man's first day.
神把人做出来有意思的。
there's a meaning to why God created man.
神要他看守管理这个园子。
He wanted him to look after the garden.
神要人在这里做他的代表。
He wants man to be his representative.
所以神把他的形象给人。
And so he gave him his own image.
神把他的样式给人。
He gave his own image to man.
因为叫人在地上能够代表神。
So that he may be a representative of him.
所以可以说人是神的大使。
So it's safe to say that man is God's priest.
可是人是神的那个管家。
He is his housekeeper.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
如果你要聘一个人。
If you need to hire someone.
你把他请回来。
And you hire him.
第一天上班。
On the very first day when he started work.
先休息一下。
Will you say,
你会不会这样?
Will you tell him to take a break on the first day?
如果你对这个你请这个人，你已经想好他要做什么。
You have hired this person. You already have plans for him to for him to do.
如果你请这个人，你打算他有很多的责任要交在他的。
Thinking there are lots of responsibility.
是这样的话，他第一天上班，你就一定告诉他说：“哎呦，这你要这做这个做那个做那个。”你已经把很多的事情要吩咐他做了。
If that's the case, on the very first day when he comes to work, you will tell him all these things that he needs to do.
啊、但神
However, God is completely different in how he do things.
可以说人第一天上班。
So, when man, first day on the job,
神说你什么都不要做。
God said, don't do anything.
我休息，你就跟我好好坐在这里休息一下。
I'm taking a rest, so you go ahead and take your rest. Brothers and sisters, what is the man doing here?
就像刚才我们所唱的诗歌一样。
And just like the hymn we just sang,
他要活在神的面前。
He need to live before God.
他要来享受神给他一切的丰富。
And to enjoy all the abundance.
当主的荣美。
And he need glory.
他要知道神是怎么伟大、什么荣耀的一位神。
And he need to know how great and glorious is God.
希伯来书的作者提醒我们。
The author of the book of Hebrews reminds us.
他告诉我们说，有个安息我们需要进入。
And he,
神给你的安息。
This read.
是神的安息
is his own rest.
其实安息神为什么安息呢
So why does he take a rest?
因为神看见神的儿子把一切都做好了
Because he can see that his son has finished everything.
刚才姊妹提醒我们
Every day when we wake up,
我们已经打开
when our eyes open,
你想到什么
What's your first thought?
你想哎呀我今天还有个约会耶
I'm thinking, I have an appointment today.
我今天我要做这个做那个
And today I need to do this and that.
哎呀今天时间不够啊 今天我要忙着约那个约那个人办
I need to make an appointment with this person and that person and do this and that.
难怪我们一天都没有安息
That's why we have no rest.
我一天都走来走去
And every day we just wander around.
希伯来书作者提醒我们
And the book of, the author of the book of Hebrews reminds us.
在我们最难的时候, 的时候
And in our most uncertain,
我们好不好停一下?
Why don't we stop?
我们不忙。
And not, not to be busy with other things.
我们来看看主耶稣。
And to just come and look upon Lord Jesus.
我看看我们做了什么。
And see,
什么摆在我们的面前。
And what he had put forth before us.
然后我们就安息。在主所做的一切上
And then we can rest in all things that he had done.
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters.
难怪希伯来书的作者说其实安息要才能进入的。
The author in, for the book of Hebrews says we need to obtain rest.
我们也说安息不做了这是很不是很矛盾吗
that you need to work for that rest. So we may ask, isn't it contradictory that you need to work in order to rest?
一边要做不做一边要安息又做又安息那两个怎么摆在一起呢
So how can you put the two together?
弟兄姊妹
Just
我们是需要竭
力 to work hard
竭力去把一切都丢下来
What we need to work hard is to put everything else down
就好像回到人的第一天一样
Just like returning to the first day of man
神说孩子你现在什么都不要做
And like God said
就忙
You don't need to be busy with
陪我坐一坐
Come sit by me
跟我一起靠一靠
Just sit close by me
看看我做了什么
And see what I have done.
享受我所做的一切。
And enjoy all that I have done, brothers and sisters.
你有没有这安息?
Do you rest?
你有没有享受我讲的安息?
Have you ever enjoyed this rest?
还有第二个。
And second. And when Moses reminds the people of rest the second time, he no longer talked about, he talked about that. We know the great work that God has done. And he rested. Then we also know that man failed. God's rest has been disturbed. God said all things are done as perfect, and so he rested, but now it seems because man's fallen nature, he has seemed to have broken everything.
So
start doing work again.
And
to once again bring these people back. So until one day, on the tree of a gallery, and we see the Son of God once again,
他做成父神要他做的工,
have finished the work that the Father wanted him to do.
他挂在木头上,
he was nailed,
担当了人所有的罪,
he had borne all the sin burdens of man.
当最后,
and finally,
主耶稣好像对父神做一个报告,
he seemed to report back to the Father.
他说父神啊,
the Father,
做完了, it's finished, 成了,
it's finished,
做完了,
and it's done.
神心意满足了,
and God's heart was satisfied.
都做好了,
it's all done.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
还有一个安息,
there's one more rest.
这个安息是,
and that rest is that God had come to save us.
直到主耶稣基督, 祂的生命进到我们的里头,
that Lord Jesus' life has entered into us.
祂把永远的盼望给了我们,
he gave us eternal hope to us.
这个安息是救恩里面的,
rest is in the salvation.
结果能够坦然地来到神的跟前,
and this salvation causes us to be able to come before him without fear.
我们能够来侍奉他,
so that we may serve him.
就是出埃及记提醒我们的故事,
this is the story that reminds us in the book of Exodus.
要时间再怎么看姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
我们感谢主,
we want to thank the Lord. Every single one of us can enter into that rest.
因为这里说,这个安息是给众人的应许,
because this is a, in the book it says for everyone.
神带有这个进安息的应许,
God has given his children this promise that they can enter into this rest.
你有没有进去?
Do you have this? Have you entered into it?
你有没有享受主耶稣所成功的救恩?
Have you enjoyed his salvation?
你有没有每一天好像大卫说的, 我要瞻仰我主的荣美?
Do you glory?
但愿我们真被主的话提醒我们,
may we truly be reminded by his words.
我不要给仇敌欺骗,
we do not be deceived by the enemy.
我们都以为说忙这个忙那个就很好了,
we all think that if we're busy,
有的,
keeping ourselves busy with doing spiritual things, then God will be satisfied.
有的时候你所谓属灵的事也不一定真的属灵的事,
and sometimes, well, we may think something is spiritual, but it may not be.
我们, 那第二个在第六章进入,
the second enter that's described in chapter 6,
那我想起来很简单,
it's very simple.
我们一读就明白了,
we'll understand it when we read it.
我们要进到完全,
we need to enter into perfection.
我们离开基督道理的开端, 我们要进到完全,
and we need to enter into this perfection.
什么叫做完全?
What does that mean? What does perfection mean?
完全就是有些缺乏,
which means lacking nothing.
完全了,就表示说我现在缺了,
and if you say I'm perfect, that means I'm not lacking in anything.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers
and sisters,
a lot of people come to me and say,
哦,郭弟兄啊, 我的家, 我的房子不够完全,
my family is not complete.
所以我要把这个房子弄漂亮一点,
so I need to make it look better.
你有没有看, 我是签一个水晶, 水晶的吊灯,
do you see I hang a chandelier?
我是欠这个灯, 我现在要赶快把这个灯弄出来,
I need to hang it up.
不够完全,
or my work is not perfect.
该做总经理的,
I should be a CEO.
那现在呢, 还是要努力一点,
so I need to work hard.
哦, 弟兄姊妹,
Brothers and sisters, we may discover a
lot.
But have we ever thought that about
我们在主里头, 现在完全不完全?
Whether we're perfect in Christ?
I'm afraid that a lot of
people may not have thought about this. Please forgive me.
拜来聚会已经不错的了。
Some may think that it's good enough that we're able to make it every week.
哎呀,
you preachers have such high demands.
我每个礼拜能读点圣经唱唱歌已经很不错了。
It's good enough that we can come, brothers and sisters.
如果讲我们做基督徒，我们就一直不能够进到神给我们的丰富里面。
If we're like this as Christians, we'll never be able to enter into His abundance.
这里怎么提醒我们？
Here reminds us.
我们感谢主，我们从基督道。
但我们不要一直留在这里。But we cannot remain in the beginning.
我们要一直往前去。We
need to go forth.
我们要有一个目标。And
we have a goal.
我们要进到完全的地步。And
that is we need to enter into perfection.
我常常这里想。I
often think,
如果使主,
they want to learn more about,
就好像在追求地上的事情一样的费心费力的话,
just like you use the same amount of effort as if you're chasing after the earthly goals.
那今天神的家就不会这么有贫穷的感觉。
And then today in your inadequacy,
我们为地上的完全我们尽了我们很多的时间很多的力量。
For the perfection of worldly things, we have spent a lot of time and energy.
到底有没有我们有个心说我要更
However, do we use that same more about the Lord?
到底现在你对主的认识是什么时候的认识?
And your knowledge and understanding of the Lord has advanced anywhere since
我常听你的弟兄姊妹他们做见证 主跟我讲说
And they often say a year ago God said this to me
过了三年
3 years later
他好像说,
and they will say 4 years ago God said this to me.
没有进步啊,
there's no advancement and
not
forward.
在这里可以这样,
here I said we cannot be like this.
今天我们在你教会没有看到很多小宝宝,
here we don't see a lot of infants and babies.
哦, 我看见有些坐在那边,
we will see some sitting in the classroom.
我现在年纪大一点了,
a little bit older.
所以我看见这些小孩子,
I think they're really cute.
我真的很希望能够抱抱他们,
I just want to hold them.
我年轻的时候从来不抱小孩子,
when I was young I never wanted to touch them.
哎呀, 这太可怕了,
it's too messy.
那现在不同了,
but it's different now.
我看见小孩很可爱,
when I see a little baby I feel they're very cute.
小baby是可爱不错,
it's true that little babies are cute.
但如果一个30几岁的人还拿着奶瓶在这里喝的话, 可爱不可爱啊?
But if you see a 30-some-year-old holding a bottle and drinking from it, is that cute?
你看一个3个月的孩子的奶瓶吃奶, 好可爱。
When you see an infant, three-month-old infant drinking from a bottle, it's very cute.
但如果一个30几岁的孩子的男人抱着奶瓶, 你说神经病啊。
But if you see a 30-year-old man holding a bottle and drinking from it, you'll say this guy's got problems.
我弟兄姊妹,这奶瓶的大人哦。
However, there's so many adults who are drinking from the bottle.
很照着年纪来说,早已经像主的话说,早已经吃干粮了。But
you know, by their age, they should have already started to eat the salt.
神所给你的恩典来说, 照着你在主面前主所量给你的年日来说你早已经能够承担主给你很多的责任了。
And by the measurement of the days you have been become before, coming before the Lord, you should have already start taking on responsibilities that He had given you.
但今天,
a lot of people still need to feed on milk.
还不能够长大,
and they cannot grow up.
难怪主今天还在等候他的教会能够成长。
And I wonder that still today, to today, God is still waiting for His church to mature.
我心里头有一个感觉,
I have this burden in my heart.
我们,
it's a blessing.
我们也得到主的生命,
we already receive His life.
如果你不长大的话,
if you do not grow up,
那不是辜负了主的恩典,
aren't you shortchanging Him?
那你不长大的话,
if you do not grow up, aren't you at this time? 我们不要基督徒。We do not, let us not be this abnormal Christian. 我们要做一个正常的基督徒，其实不是做什么轰轰烈烈的大事情。We want to be a normal Christian, and that may not mean that we need to do anything that's great.
就是照做，能够长大起来。
Grow up and mature by God's blessing.
离开道理的开端。
And to go away from the starting point.
然后进到这个完全的地步。
Move away from the starting point and enter into that perfection.
这是主给我们。
And this is the calling he has given.
我但愿在座的弟兄姊妹。
I hope that everyone here,
过去的日子现在可以追回来的。
All those days that have gone by, you can bring those back.
从今天开始我真的长大。
And you say to yourself, from today on, I truly will.
喝奶瓶了，我真的能够讲起主所给我的责任。
And today I will no longer drink from the baby bottle, but that rather I will start taking on responsibility that has given me.
所以难怪主有的时候把一些难处量给我们。
So no wonder that God oftentimes bring us to difficulties.
如果你有个孩子，
you understand this when.
如果要这个孩子不吃奶，
if you want this child to stop drinking milk.
有的时候要这个孩子过些难过一点的生活。
You need this child to spend some tough time to be in some tough situation.
如果不这样，都长不起来。
Otherwise, you will never grow up.
我现在女儿不在我身边。
My daughter no longer lives with us.
我常常讲到她。
Oftentimes when I speak of her.
啊，今天也讲一点。
And so today I'll speak also speak a little bit about her.
你知道我女儿小的时候有个习惯。
And so my daughter had a habit.
他一直吃。
She would suck her thumbs.
哎呀，他小的时候，我去跟医生说，你让他这样吃，因为他没有安全感。
And when she's young, the doctor would say, "Let her do this. Go ahead and let her do this because she'll feel safer."
我说我带在他搞不懂。
I said, "I'm with her all the time. Why would she feel not safe?"
那好了，没有安全感就让他吃了。
But then I gave her some, said, "Okay, fine. Then go ahead and let her do it."
他三岁还在吃。
But she's still doing that when she was 3 years old.
我想这样就不行的啦。
That won't do.
三岁要上那个 preschool 了，你还这样来
？So you're about to go to preschool and you cannot suck on your thumbs.
我们就想办法了。
And so we start making ways.
你弟兄姊妹有没有想过这样的办法
？Francis, do you have you thought of ways?
我这个办法其实很简单。
So it's simple.
我把
put some very bitter tasting things on her thumb.
我这个女儿啊，她。晚上要睡觉又来了吗
？And so at night, my daughter, when she's going to bed, she again she tried to suck on her thumb.
她要享受她的拇指啊。
She wanted to enjoy her. When she put it in her mouth,
哦，好苦
，bitter，
要拔出来。
She pulled it out.
然后没有结果，又不舒服，又再放进去。
But then she doesn't feel safe anymore, so she put it back in.
哎呦，又放不进去，又苦，又拿出来。
And because it's bitter, she pulled it back out again.
她哭啊
，and she cried.And she screamed.
哎呀，这个没有享受了。
She wanted to enjoy that, but no, she can't do that anymore.
哎呀，我看见你蛮难过的嘞。
Standing on the side, I feel also very bad.
因为她睡不着了嘛。
Because she cannot sleep.
她这个手指啊，没有放在嘴巴里头，她睡不到觉的。
Because she cannot go to sleep without having the thumb in her.
看见她也很难过。
So I feel.
如果我心里就说，哎呀，好不好？就算了，就让他今个晚上再来尝一尝，就好好睡觉了。
But if I say to myself, let her continue to do it this one last time for tonight, so that she can go to sleep.
但我知道
，if I really love her,
如果要她真
，if I want her to truly grow up,
我的心要狠一点
，I need to be stronger.
不但今天要涂，明天晚上再涂，后天再要涂。
Not only do I need to put the bitter stuff on her thumb tonight, but also next night and the night after that.
一直到她手指的习惯为止。
And I will continue to do this until she gives up this habit of sucking on her thumb.
结果有一天她真的再不碰这个了。
And one day, truly, she stopped putting her thumb into her mouth.
哦，弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters,
我们今天有很多
we have so many habits that we should
有的其实说起来不是罪
and some of it may not be sins
但这个不是我们成长应该有的表现
however it's not something that we need to be doing on our way to maturity
以弗所书怎么说
the book of Ephesians it says
他说我们行事为相称
that how we act salvation that's given to us
主把恩典给我们
God has given us blessing to us.
我们所表现的要跟恩典过一个相称的生活。
How we act in our daily life need to be similar to the blessing that we see. God will discipline all those who He loves.
他要我们长大,
grow up and mature, and His discipline will come upon us.
感谢主，主这样带领我们。
Praise the Lord, this is how He leads us.
然后第三个地方在第十章,
and the third place is in chapter 10.
这里告诉我们,
and here it tells us
又新又活的路,
that He has opened this new and living way for us,
叫我们能够进入幔内,
so that we may enter into the temple,
能够进到至圣所,
and that we may enter into the holy place.
弟兄姊妹,
today in the New Testament time, us people like us who are not Hebrews, we cannot understand what it means to what this means.
对我们来说好像没有什么.
To us, this passage seemed like nothing.
但如果是,
you're
能够进到至圣所是一个了不得的事情.
You will understand that to be able to enter a holy place is such a great thing.
No,
holy of holies.
那么多的以色列人,
so many Israelites,
只有利未人,
Levites can enter into Holy of Holies.
那么多的利未人, 只有亚伦的家才能够当祭司,
and out of all the Levites, only the family of Aaron can be priests.
然后只有亚伦的后代才能够机会做大祭司,
descendant of Aaron can be priests.
然后他一年才有一次的机会进到至圣所,
and only him can, and he can only be allowed to enter into the Holy of Holies once a year.
然后他每一次进去的时候,
and every time he enters,
我生命的微弱, 不晓得会不会神就起来击杀他, 他就死在里头。
Because every time he enters into that place, he do not know whether God will rise up and kill him right there.
我不知道你们知道不知道, 讲一些背景的故事,
tell you about a little bit background.
读大祭司的袍子不是有些铃铛吗?
If you read the description of the high priest's robe, you'll remember that there are some bells on the robe.
这大祭司穿的这个袍子, 当他在走动的时候,
on this robe and walk around,
他走过来, 你就听见了,
you'll hear him when he comes.
他就会叮叮当当的发响,
because the bells will make sound.
当他进去至圣所里头的时候,
and when he enters into Holy's Holy,
他们说有个绳子绑了他的脚,
they said there will be a rope tied to his ankle.
然后,
outside,
他们正在听啊,
and they will try to hear
到底这个大祭司在里头有没有死掉,
whether this high priest had died inside the
如果他听见铃铛有响的话, 哦他还在活的,
and they can hear the bells ring, then they know he's still
alive.
They'll tug on the rope,
看看他有没有反应,
whether there's a response from that,
到底他站着呢还是怎么样,
whether he's still standing or something else.
因为如果他死在里头, 谁把他搬出来啊?
Because if he died inside, who would go in there and get
到了, 就把他拖出来.
So that's why there's a rope tied to his ankle, that just in case if he died inside, they'll be able to pull him out.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
至圣所里头的圣洁, 没有一个人能够进去,
and the holiness and the clean can enter.
感谢主,
praise the Lord.
今天神的儿子走又新又活的路,
today the Son of God has opened up this new and living way for us.
这个路是新的,
the way is new.
这个路是活的,
and it's a living way, and it will not become old.
每一次我们来到至圣所里头, 我们就发觉这是一条新的路, 这条活的路,
and every time when we enter the Holy of Holies, we will discover this is a new and living way.
神的儿子身体擘开了,
the Son of God,
他的身体把幔子裂开,
by his body the veil was torn that we may enter.
至圣所的幔子受满了基路伯,
and the veil,
you have a turban there.
Oh, there's a turban there.
当幔子裂开的时候,
and when a torn,
基路伯,
so is the turf,
the turbans.
The turban was torn open.
你们记得创世纪的话吗?
Do you remember the words in the Genesis?
神卸了基路伯, 守住到生命树的果子路上,
that he set up the turban to life.
感谢基路伯不再拦住了,
that the turban no longer is blocking the path.
我们可以来到主的身的跟前,
that we may now come before him.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters.
我们宝贵不宝贵这一个?
So we treasure
来到神的跟前, 瞻仰主的,
have we truly come before His glory
来到神的跟前,
and to come before Him.
尤其我们在主面前有点服侍的弟兄姊妹,
especially for those who are serving.
我们常常有一个, 我自己常,
oftentimes I have this question.
容易在人面前说到关于神的事情。
Oftentimes before others when we speak of matters regarding to God.
但我们很少时候来到神的面前来告诉神说,
how often do we actually come before God and speak of our own matters and all the matters regarding others?
我前一阵子得了一个小病。
Not long ago, I had this little illness.
那不用说其实什么病了。
I don't need to go and
都不敢到外头去,
and I do not dare to go outside.
我就乖乖留在家里,
so I stay inside.
那结果呢, 本来要讲道呢, 就不能去讲了。
So originally I need to preach, but now, and I told the brother and sister, say, I'm sorry, but I can't preach this week.
本来我要去带查经的, 结果也不能去带查经。
Originally I need to lead Bible study, but now I can't do that anymore.
我说主啊, 怎么办呢?
I said, Lord, what can I do?
哦，感谢。现在什么都不要做了。He
said, "You do not need to do anything now."
你要来好好来亲近我。Just
come and be closer to me.
你就来亲近我，你把你讲道的时间来亲近我，把你去带查经的时间来亲近我。Use
the time you use for preaching and also leading Bible study. Be with me.
还没有去讲道。Even
though that I did not preach for that week.
但这个是，我就好好在主跟前。
But I just spend the time before the Lord.
我感谢主，我能够坦然地来到至圣所。
Praise the Lord, I was able to come before the Holy Holies without. I was able to come before Him.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
我们感谢我们的主。
We need to thank our Lord.
他开了一条又新又活的路。
He opened this new and living way for us.
这路永远不会旧的，弟兄姊妹。
And this world.
永远都带着,
have life,
叫我们能够来到他的跟前,
so that we may come.
我要说最后一个结论,
and I will now touch upon the last point.
你知道对希伯来人来说,
so for Hebrews,
他们的祖先亚伯拉罕,
their ancestor Abraham,
他离开,
time when he left his home,
他就从来不再住在一个城的里头,
he no longer lives in the city.
他不需要住在城了,
he do not need to live within the city.
他一直住在帐篷,
he always lives in a tent.
他看见了一座城,
because he has seen a city.
是经营建造的一座城,
a city built by God himself.
所以亚伯拉罕很清楚, 从今天开始, 我就不住在城里头, 直到我进到神为我做这个城。
So from Abraham realizes this, and he said, from now on I will city until I can enter.
希伯来书怎么说?
So in Hebrews it said,
他说神被称为他的神不以为耻,
and that he will not be ashamed to call him God.
因为他是每天都仰望那座有根基的城,
because every single day he looked upon that,
要进入的,
it is a city that Abraham know one day he will enter into.
这是天上的家乡, 天上的家乡, the heavenly
home. It is his heavenly home.
弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters,
我们离开了自己的家,
we have left our own
home.
There's still a chance.
我们今天离开了我们的家，我们还有回去的机会。
Today we left our home, but we still have an opportunity to go back.
不只是暂时的,
but it's just temporary.
但神为我们做了一座有根有基的城,
hard for us.
这是我们每个人,
this is a city that every one of us will return to.
这个城里头，我们用一个词来形容它，那是什么？
And we can use one single word to describe the city, and that is
荣耀,
glory.
弟兄姊妹,
Francis,
说一开始的时候,
so in the Hebrews,
这位救恩的元帅,
this, the
第二章, 第二章第四节,
it's called the the perfect authority of salvation.
就是救恩的元帅要把他要把我们带进
荣耀里头去。
And offer of perfection will guide lead us into glory.
我要在座弟兄姊妹，我们真给主开我们的眼睛。
And all the brothers and sisters who are sitting here, we must pray that the Lord will.
这伯伯叔叔们
especially the elders.
我们的结局是荣耀。
Our ending is glory.
我们不是看作一个坟墓。
We're not looking into a grave.
我们不是看见一个好像跟世人一样结个悲惨的结局。
We're not into this sad end.
好像亚伯拉罕一样，我们要看见。
We should be like Abraham, we to see.
神为我们做了一座有根有基的城。
God has created this new city for us.
他们说西雅图是全美国最好住的地方，你们都住在这里了。
Everyone said that Seattle is the best place to live in the U.S. and Europe.
我在加拿大最好的地方，我住在哪里
？Best place to live, and I live there.
好不好
？Isn't that good? Isn't that true?
感谢主，我们进去的比地上任何一个地方都要好。
What we're about to enter is better.
我们做了这个有根有基的，是给我们每个人都能够进去。
God created the city with a foundation that everyone can enter into.
希伯来书第二章说的真好。
It's wonderfully described in chapter 2 of the Hebrews.
第十节那里说，他是神的元帅。
He's the all. And today we're all led by him.
他要带我们进到这个荣耀里头。
And he will lead us into this glory.
我亲爱的弟兄姊妹
dear brothers and sisters,
实在说起来
say this earnestly.
这个荣耀将来
This glory is not
这荣耀就在今天
This glory is here today
如果你只看见将来的荣耀我们基督徒不够的
And if you can only see the glory that's in the future that's not enough
我们今天就经历这个荣耀
Today we need to enter
一面来说带我们进到将来的荣耀
On one hand some God will lead us into this glory
神的儿子今天要带我们过荣耀的生活。
But also, on the other hand, the Son of God will also lead us to live a glorious life today. Think about this. In your busiest days,
在人都在里奔跑为自己筹谋的时候
and when everybody is just running around trying to make a living,
你有安息
you have rest.
你有神的安息
you have God's rest.
那是荣耀吗
Is that glory?
生命
you have received
三一点点
only just a bit
你把更丰盛的生命表明出来
that you have actually revealed the most abundant life from you
神儿子的形象能够磨成在你的里头
and that the Son of God's image can be expressed from you
就像罗马帝所说的
image of Son of God
那是荣耀
that's glory
每一个以色列人都希望他能够成为祭司
Every Israelite would wish they'd become a priest.
每个祭司都希望
high priest.
他们希望能够进到主。
They all wish to holy holy.
他希望能够常坐莲看见我们的神。
They all wish that they will be able to see God's face.
好像摩西他常坐莲看见神的时候。
And just like Moses when he see his face.
他常坐莲看神的时候神就充满了他。
And God's
就把神的荣耀
And God's glory radiated from Moses' face.
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters,
也是不是荣耀的
Isn't this glory?
我实在看见主今天将来率领我们
Truly I see that God leads today.
这个救恩不但
only for the past.
这救恩不但为了将来
The salvation is not only for the future.
这救恩也是今天
The salvation is also for today.
诗歌的进入
There are four verses we just read.
安息
There are four entrances.
进到
Perfection.
进到
Holy of Holies. And also entering glory.
我们低头祷告
Let's have a word prayer.
主我们真感谢你
Lord, we truly want to thank you.
你不要我们在黑暗里头所以你把话给我们
You no longer ask for words.
但愿你的话真成上的光
May your word truly shine before our feet and the light on our the way.
主你知道
And Lord you know
如果没有进到这一切的丰富里头
And without entering into all this abundance
主啊你不能够满足
You will not be satisfied
满足
And we cannot be satisfied
所以主好保求你牵着我们的手
Lord we pray that you will hold our hands
把我们领到这丰盛荣耀的里面
And lead us into abundant blessing and glory
进入安息
and into rest,
进到完 perfection, 进到主圣灵给我们何等大的祝福。
This is the great blessing you've given us.
我们满心感谢你。
Our hearts are full of thanks.
祷告靠主耶稣基督的名。
Pray this in Lord Jesus' name.